Hi, this is Terry Samwell from PMML. Today I want to talk about affordability of building affordability across Canada, mostly in the multifamily unit business. As you know, we do have an issue with the number of units available on the market right now. A lot of the younger clientele, the younger tenants are going towards rental units. Why? Because interest rates are very high. A lot of the older tenants are selling their homes, keeping that money, and changing their lifestyles to increase the lifestyle criteria, but are also going towards rental units. According to a survey done by the CHMC in 2022, we needed 3.5 million units to be built by 2030. Considering the fact that in 2023, most of the building projects were put on the hold and stop, and considering the fact that interest rates are now starting to drop and that these projects are probably going to be lifting next year or the following year, that creates a definite problem in the number of units available in a context where immigration is going to be increased over the next few years. What I did is I took information from the CHMC from the 2022 Municipal Land Use and Regulation Survey. And the reason why that survey was put in place was to measure how each Canadian, major Canadian city right now is performing one against the other, basically, and to look at the complexity of building in those cities. The first index that was put in place is called the Municipal Land Use and Regulation Index, which measures the complexity of regulation in every major Canadian city that has met the criteria of the survey. And what they did is they took Toronto and they measured Toronto as being the most complex city to be able to build multifamily, the complex city to go through regulation to finish by building a multifamily unit. So Toronto was put at an index of 100. Now it's interesting to see how the other major grand areas, for example, the GTV or GMA, how are they performing right now compared to Toronto GTA? So the Greater Vancouver area, the GVA, right now has an index of 98 compared to Toronto, which is 100. So it's almost, the regulation put in place to build is almost as complex in the greater area of Vancouver compared to the greater area of Toronto. How is it in the rest of Ontario once you cross the Greenbelt across from the GTA? How complex is it to build? Well, the rest of Ontario right now has an index of 80 compared to Toronto, which is at 100. How is the greater area of Montreal performing compared to Toronto? The greater area of Montreal has an index of 77. If you're only looking at Montreal itself, the index in Montreal is 85. So it's almost 15% less complex to go through regulation in Montreal compared to Toronto. How is Quebec City doing compared to Toronto? Quebec City is at an index of 75, meaning that's about 25% less complex to go through regulation to build in Quebec City. And that's why we're seeing that many larger multifamily buildings and projects, over 200 units right now being built in Quebec City and Lévis and being sold again on the market. Once that was done, the CHMC pushed even further their survey to see how much time does it take to get a permit, basically, to be able to build these multifamily buildings, because all of this, of course, is affecting affordability. Why? Because it's affecting the number of units available on the market, and less units available means higher prices, higher rental prices on the market, and less affordable units. So if we're looking at the approval delay index and putting Toronto at 100 on top of the index, how much is the delay in index time more important in Vancouver than Toronto? It's almost the same. The index in Toronto, in Vancouver, is 101 compared to 100 in Toronto. So the delay times to get permits is about the same. How is the rest of Ontario doing once you cross the Green Belt? Well, it's much less complex to build outside of the Greenbelt and outside of the GTA. We're talking about an index of 52. It's 48% less time consuming to get a permit outside of the GTA in the Greenbelt area. Very interesting to look at this. How about the Greater Montreal? We're at an index of 71. So to get building permits in the greater area of Montreal, it's 29% less time consuming. Interesting to know that since the time consumption is much less higher than compared to Toronto, we could build units much more quicker in Montreal and be able to tackle affordability much more faster than in the Toronto GTA area and also in the GVA area of Vancouver. How about Quebec City? Quebec City, if we're looking at Quebec City only, and then I'll talk about Gatineau. So the Quebec City area, we're at a 72 index. So 72 index, that means that it's 28% less time consuming in Quebec City than in the GTA to get a permit. How about the Ottawa-Gatineau region, 42? So affordability is probably going to be being met much quicker in Gatineau, Ottawa, than in Toronto or Montreal or in the GVA in the Vancouver area. Really interesting to see. And if we want to push that scenario even further, if you're comparing Ottawa to Gatineau, while Gatineau being much more affordable by nature, probably there's going to be much more affordable units built in Gatineau than in Ottawa, where the rents are higher. Interesting to look at that factor. One other index that the CHMC put in place, and which is really interesting, is they compared house prices to the revenue and they created an index. So for example, in the GTA area, to buy a house is about 9.25 times the average revenue, which is quite high. But it's even higher in Vancouver, in the greater Vancouver area, where we are at 14.19 times the revenue. So the house values on the revenue is 14.9 times higher. That's incredible. How about Montreal? Montreal is much more affordable with 6.63 of average. And there's other provinces even lower. For example, Saskatchewan is at 3.68. And if you look at that, it's in direct correlation with the price per door compared from city to city. Really interesting to look at that factor. Affordability is directly linked to the price per door of a unit per city. That's what we're seeing with this report here. How about Quebec City? What is my ratio in Quebec City for the value of housing on revenue? So in Quebec City, we're talking about 5. It's about 5 times. Sorry, 3.98 times. How about the Ottawa-Gatineau region? 5.47. Why did the CHMC put in place this study? For the simple fact that if you want to create affordable housing and affordable units, and you want to fill up the gap quickly, you're going to be able to fill it quickly in certain regions, but certain other regions are going to be left out, needing even more injections, probably with the federal government and municipalities to be able to grant money to build these affordable units across Canada. So I hope that this information was valuable to you. If you have any questions, you could give me a call at any time, and you could even go further and go consult the PMML.ca website. So I wish you a great day and great success in your construction province, construction projects across the province and across Canada. Take care.